Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
In Fukuoka, known as the gateway to Asia, an art fair with an Asian concept, Art Fair Asia Fukuoka 2025, will be held next weekend. This gallery show brings together art galleries from across the region to exhibit and sell their works. Aiming to connect Asia and Japan, as well as the local and the global, the fair creates a space where diverse expressions, beyond traditional frameworks, meet with new talents shaping the future, a gathering filled with Asia's energy and creativity. This year marks the 10th anniversary, and the event will be larger than ever, featuring over 100 booths. It has also evolved into an experiential art fair, where visitors can not only view and purchase art, but also immerse themselves in an interactive experience. With a focus on artists from Asia, Kyushu, and Fukuoka, the fair collaborates with museums, universities, companies, and other art fairs, both in Japan and abroad. In the main section, carefully selected commercial galleries from Japan and overseas will showcase their collections. There will also be performance art, live shows, large-scale installations, and a special curated area introducing leading artists driving Asia's contemporary art scene. The event will be held at Marine Messe Fukuoka Building B over 3 days from Friday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th. Visitors can look forward to a unique, immersive art experience that will inspire creativity and imagination. Don't miss it.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. From September 24th to September 30th is Tuberculosis Prevention Week. Tuberculosis, or TB, is an infectious disease caused by the tuberculosis bacteria, mainly affecting the lungs. In 2024, 176 people were newly diagnosed with tuberculosis in Fukuoka City. In recent years, there's been a growing number of cases among foreign-born residents in their 20s and 30s, and group infections have also been reported at Japanese language schools. Common symptoms include coughing, phlegm, fever, chest pain, fatigue, night sweats, and weight loss. In its early stages, TB can resemble a common cold. If you have symptoms such as a cough lasting more than 2 weeks, phlegm, feeling unusually tired, or sudden weight loss, please visit a medical facility as soon as possible. Early detection and treatment not only prevent the illness from becoming severe, but also protect your family, friends, and co-workers from infection. Being infected with the tuberculosis bacteria does not always mean you will develop the disease. However, if your immune system cannot control the bacteria, it can multiply over time and lead to illness. To reduce the risk, it's important to maintain good health habits, such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, and exercising regularly. Also, even if you are diagnosed with tuberculosis, it can be cured by taking the prescribed medication every day as instructed by your doctor. Fukuoka City also provides a medical interpretation call center that can help you find a hospital and assist with conversations at clinics, hospitals, and pharmacies when receiving medication. The service is available 24 hours a day, every day. The phone number is 092-733-5429. Again, that is 092-733-5429. Support is available in 20 languages, so please don't hesitate to call if you need assistance. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.